It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The big ups and downs in markets around the world this week are putting pressure on regulators to act. In Europe, some countries have decided to ban short selling for 2 weeks, starting today. Short selling is where an investor makes a bet that a stock will fall. France, Spain, Belgium, and Italy are prohibiting short sales on bank stocks, a short-term solution for a much messier set of problems. To help us understand some of those problems, we're joined from London by Greg Ipp of The Economist magazine. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, to start off, what difference does a ban on short selling make when you have much deeper structural problems among European economies?
Well, it all depends on why you think it is that the shares of banks are coming under so much pressure. If you believe, as many regulators in Europe do, that some of it is speculative, it is people who have a negative view on these banks, and they're betting against them and then spreading rumors to make those bets pay off, then it might help, because speculators often sell short, which essentially means selling shares you actually don't own, hoping to buy them back when the price is lower. However, if the thing that's driving these shares down really is fundamental, and there's a lot of evidence that it is, it will only be of limited help. The fundamental issue that you have in Europe right now is that European governments are under pressure to curb their debts. And to the extent that their ability to pay their own debts comes under question, it also calls into question the ability to support their own banks. And then it gets kind of circular, because a large portion of the banks' own assets is tied up in their government's bonds. So if there are questions about just how good those bonds are, then that reverberates back into people's perceptions of how safe the banks are.
Well, you know, just back momentarily to short selling, this ban raises comparisons to the 2008 financial crisis, because the U.S. and others did enact a short sale ban at that time. Does this put pressure on the U.S. to do so again? Are the markets related that much that the U.S. would have to go along with this?
Well, so far, the United States has not said that it would go along with it. There are a lot of questions about whether the short-selling ban in 2008 actually did any good. One of the problems you have, though, is if somebody wants to bet against a bank stock and is restricted by these new rules from doing it in, say, France or Italy or Spain, they may choose to do it on an American or a British market. That may put pressure on American and British regulators to follow suit. However, it's important to note that the share prices of these banks is only one place where the stress has become evident. It's also evident in their bonds and in the way they borrow money in the money markets and in what we call the derivatives market for credit default insurance. And these bans will only have limited, if any, impact in terms of curbing activity in those markets.
Well, you know, for the average American, this has been a whiplash week, especially with those who own stocks, and many do, or have their retirement savings in 401k plans or similar plans. Many Europeans, though, have government pensions, and even if those are reduced at some point, is the stock whiplash over in Europe anywhere near as big as it is here for the average European?
Well, stocks have fallen further in Europe than they have in the United States. However, on average, Europeans have less of their wealth tied up in the stock market than Americans do. So those two things sort of are a wash. For the average American investor, this is obviously pretty darn unsettling. Not only has he or she seen a lot of their retirement savings decline in value in recent weeks, but, you know, when you see the market coming down as much as it is, it raises questions about how healthy is the economy, how secure is my job and my salary and so on. I think there's a few things to keep in mind here, is that even though the outlook is a little more disappointing than it was 3 or 4 weeks ago, the most recent information we have is that the economy is, in fact, still growing. For example, yesterday we learned that the number of people filing their first claim for unemployment insurance continues to go down. That has traditionally been a very reliable leading indicator of a reasonably good job market. Secondly, I know it's not much comfort, but stocks at this level are extremely cheap. So for those who have the fortitude and the time horizon, this may actually not be a bad time to own stocks.
Greg Ipp is U.S. economics editor for The Economist. He joined us from London. Thanks very much.
Thank you.